Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 42. But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it's too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. I'll never forget my first visit to Jerusalem. A disabled friend of mine had asked me if I would take him to Israel as his carer. He needed me to push his wheelchair, drive the hire car, and lift him from place to place. We stayed in a hotel on the Mount of Olives and arrived there in the dark. Driving through the chaotic traffic in Jerusalem for the first time was a hair-raising experience. The next morning, I pulled back the curtains and was completely overwhelmed by the sight of the golden walls of the old city set against a deep blue sky. It was one of the most amazing moments of my life, and it was so easy to imagine the time when Jesus looked out over the city and wept. Indeed, not far away from the hotel, there's a beautiful modern church in the shape of a teardrop, which enables modern pilgrims to reflect on that poignant moment in Jesus' life. Jesus longed for peace. That lay at the heart of his mission. He came to bring peace between humankind and God. Of all places, Jerusalem, the holy city, should have been full of God's peace, but it was then, as now, a focus of division and tension. Jesus wept. You only weep when you feel something with great intensity. Jesus desperately longed that people would enter into his peace. And as he looks over our world today, I believe that he still weeps and still reaches out to us with the offer of peace. In this holy week of all weeks, let us offer to Jesus our pains and struggles and receive his gift of peace. Now let me ask you a question. How would Jesus' peace change your community? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to be our peace. Help us to welcome his gift of peace today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.